my brother Kulan is a man of action. He sees what must be done and does it.
A big welcome to General Kulan, commander of the armies of the Empire.
Sometimes things aren't so simple.
Where is the governor?
My husband is not here at the moment.
Well, get him.
I've sent a messenger. He is on a hunting trip in the desert. Men, they love to kill. But you would know that, I'm sure, Commander. How was your journey?
Fine.
The desert can be cold at night.
Did you tell the messenger that the governor should return immediately?
I did. What is it?
What?
That has brought you to our lovely province.
Matters of state.
Oh, of course. Please, come, and your men are most welcome. You seem to have come with a smaller guard than befits the commander of all the armies of Tumombe.
Our mission is urgent. My men require...
Indeed, indeed. I will have them attended to. Please take the general's escort and see to their needs.
As you command, madam.
Gentlemen, please go with my people. Make your requests known to them.
Commander, with your permission.
Go.
Thank you, my lady.
Through it.
Come, general. Refreshment. Let me take you through. I see you looking at our new marble atrium. We have just completed it. The stone came from a quarry in Kalum district, where the miners are all from a tribe of little people. They say they lived their whole lives as children. Ah, yes. My husband's collection of statues from the ancient world. I understand many of the finest in Tumumbe were destroyed.
Have we met before?
Oh, yes, General. We have. Please, tell me, how is our Sultan?
There are many challenges in Tumumbe, and she is working hard to bring peace and prosperity.
But I am not asking about your daughter, General. I am asking about my son, Herod.
You asked of the Sultan.
Oh, yes. How foolish of me. Does not his marriage to your daughter make them as one?
Herod is carrying out his duties satisfactorily.
Well, I have heard he has been excluded from the council. He has no role to play in the palace.
His role is as husband to the Sultana.
And yet my informants tell me he is likewise excluded from her bed, and that she is closer to her woman advisor than to my son. I hope you don't mind me sharing these concerns with you, General. After all, we are family now.
Tumumbe is in crisis. The match was a political alliance, and now your husband needs to deliver on it. Your house was ennobled, your taxes were set aside for 5 years. In return, you were to provide Tumumbe with forces, if necessary. I need soldiers, and I need them now!
Oh, are you sure I can't press you to eat something?
I don't have time for this. Find me a guide and take me to wherever your husband is wasting his time.
Very well. Is the general's escort ready? Have they been...
Yes, madam, as you commanded.
Good. This way, General. We need, you and I, to understand the new relationship.
What new relationship, madam?
Well, my son... Your daughter. Of course we want to help Tumumbe, to help you, General, but things are different.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the last time you came? Well, not here, but to my last husband's palace in the Eastern Province. He was governor there.
The Eastern Province.
Don't you remember, Lord Usman? You were in a hurry then as well, and when Usman questioned your demands, you had one of your men cut him down.
I am sorry for your loss. Lord Usman challenged Tumumbe's authority.
Indeed.
The provinces can only survive and prosper because Tumumbe protects them. If a provincial governor...
becomes too powerful, they become a problem. Before, you came demanding. But now you seem to be begging. No? What protection is Tumumbe offering?
What?
What protection does the mighty Tumumbe offer us now, in these times?
Let me be clear. I am here with the Sultana's express orders, and they are to be obeyed.
Oh, I see.
So?
Why don't you open the door?
What's going on?
Just open it. Go on. You will understand. Your men's quarters. Go in.
Sergeant? Sergeant! Ah! Ah! Oh! Ah! In the name of God! What have you done?
I had them hanged. Shall we say in recompense for my late husband? Do you understand now, General? We may give you an army, but remember, if we do, its loyalty is to us. Not to Mbay.
To Mbay, Series 3, Episode 5. Accidental Hero by Mike Walker.
Be careful. I don't want to lose you again.
Look after our child.
Come back to us.
I promise. My sweet, sweet child. How I will miss you.
Stop! Don't
sleep. No!
Come on!
Please, please.
Boy!
You have to come.
Where?
The Grand Master wants to see you.
What does he want with me?
Listen, this is your only chance. If you don't satisfy him, they will put you overboard.
I'm a citizen of Tumumbe. If anything happens to me...
Quickly. He doesn't like to be kept waiting. This way. She's here, Grand Master.
Woman, the only reason you are here is because this boy spoke up for you. But he is inexperienced, easily led. I'm not sure he can see as clearly as I can.
Grandmaster,
silence.
She...
You have a chance to save yourself.
What should I do?
It's up to you, young woman.
If you intend to take me, then take me. But I am not giving myself to anyone I do not choose for myself.
Boy, you can go. Are you prepared to die for the sake of your virtue?
Are you prepared to kill me for it?
Virtue from a slave merchant. How much suffering have you caused in your life? And yet the only way we can learn is through suffering. When my eyes were gouged from my head, I knew such pain, such despair, that I wished only to die. But I did not die. I crawled across the desert, and when I lay exhausted and the scorpions crawled across me, I ate them and crawled on. I survived. And God gave me the grace and the strength to see another way.
I saw my father die and my baby torn from my womb. Don't tell me about pain, my lord.
Where do you come from with your dark almond eyes?
How can you know that?
I see more clearly now than I ever did when I had my sight.
I come from Serene. I was brought up in a civilized house. My father allowed me to be educated. He collected ancient texts, and I could read 4 of the old tongues by the time I was 12.
On the table, a scroll. What is it?
It's an Amoic. It seems to be a letter from one scribe to another. Greetings from your humble servant. I can't decipher the name. I entrust by messenger these ancient scrolls from before time.
Enough. You can put it back. What is your name?
Heaven, of the House of Ibn Bey.
Very well, Heaven of the House of Ibn Bey, you will serve me.
I am a citizen of Tumumbe. What if I don't care to serve you?
What if your slaves did not care to be slaves? You would have them flogged, I dare say. So you will serve me.
Grandmaster, we are passing through the Gates of Blood.
Very good. There on the cliff, the greatest of our castles. It's called the Fist of God. It has never been taken.
They look red, the rocks.
To remind us, we serve the sacred blood and will not stint our own in that service. Take my hand. You may lead me ashore.
You trust me?
I trust our destiny. We are both servants of that.
Welcome back, Grandmaster. Forgive my haste, but there's a messenger from Tumen Bay.
From Tumen Bay? We have come from Tumen Bay.
Grandmaster, I came as fast as I could, riding through the Badlands to get ahead of you.
Wait. Take the woman to the servants' quarters.
Come. Now.
What news?
Violence in Tumen Bay, Grandmaster. Rumors abound. We believe the Sultana has been overthrown.
You believe?
Things are still unclear. I know only what our spies in the city have been able to tell us.
And who is behind this revolt?
The man Kadali.
Kadali? Huh? Very well. All is proceeding as God has ordained. The weak will be thrown down and the believers exalted. Keep me informed.
To make wine, grapes are crushed in an iron press until their juice is extracted and only the skins are left.
This way. Wait.
Day by day, in Tumen Bay, the screw is tightened and blood flows.
Stand here.
Why are we here? You have no right. You cannot do this.
Bow your head towards the Committee of Justices.
I am the Sultana. This is my vizier.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, what now, Kadali? A show trial? Under the laws of Tumen Bay.
A moment, madam, if you please.
Kadali is loving this.
Do we have the... thank you.
And what am I? A helpless observer to my niece's demise? Or a collaborator?
You have been tried under the laws of Tumen Bay.
What do you mean, tried, Kadali? We have said nothing. Had no chance to defend ourselves.
The committee has examined all the facts.
What committee is this? You!
Yes, you, sir. State your name and position.
You have no authority here, madam. Haranguing the justices will get you nowhere.
This is treason! And Gregor, are you party to this?
I serve Tumen Bay.
That sounded weak.
I have always put Tumen Bay before all else. And Tumen Bay needs a strong leader.
Exactly.
Better.
Where is he?
Who?
Prince Herod. Your husband, or have you forgotten you have one?
I don't know where he is.
But I do.
I'm intrigued, Kadali. Of what exactly is Her Majesty accused?
The gold. You gave Tumen Bay's gold reserves to the enemy.
We had no choice.
And you have no defense.
It was your suggestion.
Oh, no. All I did was serve my city in time of war. You and your so-called vizier here made the decision. Your decision. Your crime.
And what happens now?
It's for the court to decide. But I'm very afraid there is only one sentence possible given the gravity of the crime.
Kadali. You said they would be banished.
Oh, I had hoped. I pleaded for clemency. But alas, it's the law. It's bigger than all of us. Now, Gregor, why don't you bring the prisoners forward so that the court may pass sentence?
Come forward, please. Wolf.
You cowardly traitor.
Wolf.
I think I would have to agree.
Thank you. join me?
I heard a child crying. It was a dream.
No. We have a child. Amina. She was crying earlier.
Huh. Where's her mother?
Away. On business.
But she must miss her child.
Yes.
Is there any news from the palace?
Nothing, I'm afraid. No one is going in or out.
I craved to get out when I was there. And now all I want is...
You don't want to be inside. Trust me. There will be executions and tortures and...
My wife is inside.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to... It's all right. The Sultana and I, we're not close. Not at all. She hardly knows who I am. I spend more time with that damn monkey than with her. He shows me more affection than she does.
Well, you're here. You're alive. That's something. That's a lot. It means there's still a chance to act.
Act?
To do something.
Right. Well, mostly what I do is spend my time getting drunk, gambling, losing, and, well, you know. My mother always said I was useless. She was right. I remember when I was 12, I wanted to do something to please my mother, and I thought I'd remember some texts of our faith. I was going to recite them to her and her friends at a gathering. I worked for months studying them, remembering every line, every word, and then when I stood there in front of her, I remember she had invited my father and friends to witness my achievement. I forgot everything. I can still see the look on her face, the disappointment and disgust. And I've been seeing that look on people's faces all my life.
I had a kingdom once. I was a king. We are buffeted by fate. Sometimes it seems to us that the walls of circumstance that surround us are as high and strong as the walls of Tumenbe. But they are not. We can throw them down if we want to enough. We can change things.
Do you really believe that?
I do.
I don't.
Then we'll see. In the morning.
Why? What's happening in the morning?
Sometimes, whatever you hope, there simply isn't any choice, and you have to do the thing. The damned thing.
Open up. It's time.
How has it come to this, Uncle?
You, go and get the other one.
Yes, sir.
You, come on.
It's all right. You don't need to touch me. I come willingly.
You seem unafraid.
Perhaps. Shall we go? We have said our goodbyes. I'm ready.
As you please.
You have no heart, Uncle.
No heart. Guard, please.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Sir?
Heart's no good without a brain. Come on, we need to hurry.
Where?
The Undercity. There's a way close by. Passages under the palace. We'll be safe. Come.
Maybe I was wrong about you.
Let's get out of here first. Left there, at the end of the passage, there's a grill.
Wait. In the shadow, now.
Left,
now go. Quickly.
Should just swing.
It's called the torture by hope.
Stay where you are.
Don't move.
Stay where you are.
Yes, a refinement introduced by a certain Khan in the Far East.
to offer the condemned a last bright hope of freedom, only to snuff it out at the final moment. The grill was relocked this morning, Gregor. I am not a fool, and you are all too predictable. There will be 3 executions today. Quite a show for the crowd. Shall we go?
Come on. This way.
Could I have acted otherwise? Is a good act good if there's no choice involved?
How long will they keep us here?
As long as suits Kadali. He needs the crowd on his side. He has to give them a good show.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Behind my cloak. Don't let them see your fear.
One day, Gregor, you may surprise yourself with your own decency.
It had better be quick, then. Listen, I want you to indulge my curiosity.
Go on.
Since nothing much matters anymore, I would like to know. People believe that you were... are... Maya.
People or you, Gregor? They say Maya was never one person, not even many people. Does that answer your question?
No.
I'm sorry to leave you unsatisfied. You will understand one day.
You have more faith in our future than I have.
I have no doubt that I'm going to die today. But I will live again.
I don't believe that. There is only one world, and that world is this.
People of Tumenbe, your leaders have been consorting with Tumenbe's enemies. They have betrayed you to enrich themselves.
Gregor, this world is a flickering candle flame. It's there, it isn't there, then it's there again. It can be snuffed out, and then there will come the darkness. But it can be relit. Remember that. The scrolls you once had, the Balarak have them now. There is an answer there.
Where?
You have to wait.
Wait? There's no time to wait.
My love. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I can face what we have to face together.
I don't think we should be here. This could be really, really dangerous.
Come on. This tree will do. The branches will give us a good view.
I don't want to see this.
Up you go.
They're bringing them out. Poor Manel. Poor girl.
Now come on.
No.
Farewell, my love. I will see you again.
No. We're all going to die.
Bring her out.
Look at me. This is not the end, Manel.
Bring her out.
Can you be so calm?
Have courage. Believe in love.
Now come on.
No. No.
Citizens of Tumenbe, first on the program for today, Alken, the hidden presence behind the throne, the agent of Maya, the corrupter of innocence.
Head forward. Don't struggle. Just look straight ahead. I will make it painless.
Do you have anything to say?
I have traveled the world. And I have seen many countries and many men. But I have never seen such an incompetent, pathetic...
Executioner, do your job. Hang the bitch now.
Good journey, madam.
Good life to you, sir.
So end all enemies of Tumenbe!
Alucard! Alucard!
They're not cheering enough. Why aren't they cheering?
Don't know, Majesty.
They want a show. I'll give them a show. Bring out the Sultana and Commander Gregor. Bring them both. We'll do a double.
She looks so young. It's wrong.
The bastard Gregor can die a thousand times for all I care.
You and your henchman Gregor,
not her,
son of no man, will be broken on the wheel and your body is thrown to the dock.
Herod, you are the Sultan.
What do you mean?
Look. Look.
Let the traitors look on each other as they die for their deserved and slow death. Long live Tumenbe!
Manel, I'm sorry. I got it wrong from the beginning. I thought I could save you.
I am the Sultana. This man is a traitor! I call upon the people!
Feel no pity, my friends. These people are bad people who have taken from you,
Herod,
from your families, without
remorse. Are you
going to
let them happen? What can I do? You have to stand up now and speak.
I can't. My mother, I...
Here! Here is Prince Herod! See him! Listen to his words! Here is your Sultan!
Speak. Damn you, speak to them!
This... Sultana Manel is no traitor. What's happening here? This day... Now, is a lie. She has served Tumenbe.
That man there, Kidali.
And there is another traitor, the Sultana's husband, hiding in a tree. I urge you to knock him down. Knock him down.
No. Wait. I don't know what to say.
Don't stop now. Say anything. Just keep talking.
I was a king. I had a kingdom once. We are buffeted by fate. Sometimes it seems to us that the walls of circumstance that surround us are as high and strong as the walls of Tumenbe. But they are not. They are not! We can throw them down if we want to enough. We can change things. Free the Sultana now. Free her. Free her. Free her. Free her. Free her.
What's he doing? They can't do this. Executioner, why aren't you obeying my orders?
What should we do, Majesty?
The guards can't hold them. They're through the barriers.
Majesty, where are you going?
There's something I have to see to.
Majesty? Excellence? Majesty? Excellency?
Then wept the weary warlord. Then cried the very clouds. Then gave up the snake her form. Then passed the flesh of the lizard.
And lost the times of heroes brave. And men forgot the land so fair. Enough for now.
But you know this. Why do you need me to read it for you?
A word must be spoken, sounded aloud. Only then will it become real in this world. For God spoke the creation of all things. And I like your voice. You read well. Refresh yourself, there's wine. You hesitate. Pour. Bring me a cup. You wish to ask a question. Go on.
Where are your women?
Our women?
Have you no wives? Why are the only women here servants?
Because we are given. We have sworn to serve God and live as warrior monks. It's an amazing thing when you offer your life to a great cause. And there is no greater cause than to serve the word of God. Your silence tells me a great deal. Firstly, that you think about things, and secondly, that what you think is that we are just another religion that wants to make the people live as we believe they should. But you're wrong. Everyone has a choice. Without choice, there is no freedom. Without freedom to choose, there is no good or evil.
And if they make the wrong choice?
Then assuredly they will suffer unspeakable abominations when the world ends.
Hello?
Over here. Shoveling horse shite.
My father used to send the servants out to collect it. Good for the gardens. You were kind to me on the ship. I brought you some food.
Thank you.
You're from Tumumbe too, aren't you?
Yes.
Why are you here?
I wanted to be a soldier, like the Grand Master. What?
I don't think you do. I think you're lying. Well, good luck. I hope you don't get killed.
Wait. I saw you with the scrolls.
You saw me?
In a dream. They were painted. Very beautiful. Lizards and snakes. They meant something for you. For me. All of us.
What are you talking about?
I see things. I saw my father die. I saw the old Sultan die. And it came to pass.
So you're a prophet?
I have been called that.
Well, I say you look more like a grubby boy shoveling horseshite. Good night. I hope you dream of happier times.
The blind man. Are you close to him?
What of it?
He's going to kill someone. My friend. A girl.
Where? Here?
No. In Tumumbe. I have to stop him. I have to save
her. I don't want to hear this.
I need you to help me. Tell me where he goes when he's alone.
I just want to live. To get back to my family, to the people I love.
That's why. Don't you see?
See what?
Why I have to kill him. Because I love her.
No, no. I have a child. I can't risk... I can help you. I'm sorry, I can help you.
Well, well. Good morning, General Kulan. There have been all sorts of excitements overnight.
What are you talking about?
News from Tumumbe. A coup against your daughter. It failed, thanks to my son.
The Sultana?
Oh, your daughter. Yes, is well. But I'm afraid that that woman, the unnatural woman, Alkin, she was killed. Are you all right, General?
Yes.
This is joyous news. Thanks to my son, Tumumbe has been secured. But there may be more trouble. It's time to march.
But your husband?
Is still away. We must go without him. It seems the city is more exposed than ever. The Balarak will likely attack. Are you sure you're all right, General? Not ill?
Yes. Yes, I... So, the army?
Awaits its general. Look outside.
You are looking for something?
For something to read to you, Grandmaster. We have finished the Lance Affair. I wanted to prepare.
Yes.
You have a lot of scrolls.
Our order goes back many years. These are just a few. In our library, you will find more than you could ever read.
These are fine. Painted. Very beautiful. Lizards and snakes. What are they?
Let me feel. These are not for you. Put them back. Are you a spy, Heaven of the House of Ibn?
No. My father used to... he collected many scrolls and lived for his collection, and in the end, he died for it, too. I always love stories, legends, travelers' tales. I honor him when I honor what is written down.
You are mired in love. Possessions, family, children, all of these things stand in a man's way. Only God. Come.
News from Tumen Bay, Grandmaster.
Go on.
The coup has failed.
Of course it has failed. That man Kadali was no more than a useful idiot. Does he live?
We've no news of him.
And the Sultana?
She has been restored to the throne. Your orders, Grandmaster.
Alkin's body lies upon a table in the throne room. Manel has not left her side. We hurt for those we love and lose. Or so I'm told. What is strange is the manner of Alkin's death. She was so calm, she seemed to welcome it. It was as if the body was dead before she was hanged.
Oh, Uncle.
Majesty. We believe the traitor Kadali is hiding in the city. My spies...
You have questioned those involved at all levels.
Ah, Prince Herod, I didn't realize you were here.
Why wouldn't I be? My wife needs me by her side at this time.
Good.
So why haven't you found Kadali?
Well, he's clever. He kept all the elements apart, so none could see the whole plan but him.
I want him alive.
Of course you do, Majesty, and you shall have him.
And everyone who had anything to do with this, down to the meanest gatekeeper.
It shall be done, Majesty.
Manel.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry. We'll give her the burial she deserves. In the martyr's tomb. Maybe a statue.
She wouldn't want that. To be confined in a dark room. She wasn't a martyr. She didn't believe in... She was a wise traveler. We will send her off as a traveler.
Of course. Of course. Shall I leave you alone?
Please.
Look, I don't know much, and I'm mostly pretty useless, but I do know about being hurt and being alone. And maybe one day, maybe a long, long time away, but maybe I'll be able to help you and hold you.
Listen, Herod. I appreciate what you did. But I'm afraid that won't be possible.
But I can help you. Support you. I know I could never be able to advise as she did, but...
You will get your reward. Don't worry.
Reward? No, that's not what I'm your husband.
Don't you understand? I would rather have died with her.
Ah.
Can you not see that I am dying inside? Yes, yes, you saved me. And I will give you a place on the council. You deserve it. But we will never be as man and wife except in name. I'm sorry. But I have a sword in my heart. I keep turning around, expecting to see her there. And she is never there, and will never be there again.
Of course.
You taught me so many things, Alkin. Told me so much. You showed me how to deal with men and women and events large and small. How to expect the unexpected and turn disadvantage to my own ends. You told me all that, and yet you never told me how to cope with losing you. Why couldn't you have done that? It would make it all so much easier to bear.
We gather at the shore to send the traveller forth on her last journey.
Majesty, it is time.
Yes.
Take the torch.
Go. Continue your journey, my friend.
Let go the ropes. Push her out.
Let her ashes travel the oceans for all time.
You truly love this girl?
Yes.
They are going to take Tumambe. We leave at dawn.
But I need to get close to him. The Grand Master. How can I?
I will help you.
Mount your horse, General. Lead my army. Well, give the command, Commander.
My command, ah.
You are the greatest commander Tumambe has ever seen. Now tell them to proceed.
Yes. Proceed.
We are going to Tumambe to defend the city from the Balarak.
Forward! Forward!
There is little wind to stir the sails of Alkin's funeral ship. The sea is flat, everything is still, as if Tumambe is holding her breath, waiting.
Season 3, Episode 5 of Tumambe, Accidental Hero, featuring Tara Fitzgerald, Aisha Hart, Anton Lesser and Olivia Popica, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumambe is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and cast list, visit tumambe.com.